What more can be done to help the world's poor? Well, how about helping the rich? The Fortune Forum, a charity which brings together the world's mega-rich, has this idea. It wants the Treasury to grant 50% tax relief on donations which benefit the UN's Millennium Development Goals. I've been hearing more from the Forum's founder, Rina Mehta.
All income brackets, lower income taxpayers, as well as higher income taxpayers and non-DOMs, can all subscribe to the scheme where they will all be able to receive the same level of incentive of a 50% rebate.
I'll just explain that the 50% rebate, how does it work?
Well, basically, it's aimed to leverage the government's existing aid budget, which we call Overseas Development Assistance, ODA, where the government uses part of that expenditure to match and therefore encourage substantial voluntary contributions. And then that's how it doesn't actually affect the UK taxpayers. Quite remarkable, really. You're leveraging an existing aid budget. Let's just say I would like to give £1 million to the scheme. The scheme gives me back £500,000 and the scheme is better off by £500,000. So it's kind of a win-win.
And but there is a cost to the scheme, isn't there? That's the point.
No, there isn't. There's no price for the taxpayer.
But the scheme, the ODA scheme, that's where the money comes from to give the tax benefit, isn't it?
Exactly. But that money's already been put aside. You see, each country...
But what I'm getting at is instead of going to a good cause, if you like, it's going into the pockets of wealthy people.
No, that's not true, because what we're using this to actually encourage more donations. You know, if this scheme gets adopted, it could raise as much as, we're saying it's such a powerful incentive, it could raise as much as £5 billion per year. And if we're successful in adopting it in all G8 countries, it could potentially raise up to $75 billion per year. And most experts agree this is enough to bring forward global development some decades earlier.
Why do the super rich in our society need this sort of incentive to give?
It's a very democratic, egalitarian scheme, and it's available to all income brackets. But I will answer your point.
Before you do, I mean, it's worth saying that Britain's richest people already give far less of their income to good causes than those who are less well off. So it's all very well to say that the scheme's open to everyone, but it's the rich who proportionally give less.
Exactly, and that is exactly why I totally agree with you. It's despicable, the disparity between the giving levels, and that is why we've come up with this scheme.
Why not just tell rich people to give? They've got the money.
Well, look at the habits of the super rich. I mean, most of 75% of today's fortunes are self-made, which means that they have intimately engaged with this whole incentive and reward psychology, and that's what we're tapping into. And in fact, my co-architect, Sir James Mealies, he won his Nobel Prize for fiscal incentives.
You move in these circles, you say you're part of a charity which brings together the world's mega-rich. Mm-hmm. Why not just tell them to cough up without relying on ODA money to go into their pockets?
We've got to find a practical agenda to... It's easy
Why
to...
Why not shame them into it?
Look, this is not just a problem for humanity. You know, businesses need to see their own self-interest in developing wealth in the third world. But to change the world rests not only on the government's shoulders, but rests on the collaboration between philanthropy, development agencies and private public sectors alike. And at Fortune
And you're
Forum,
saying that when it comes to the super rich, there has to be something in it for them?
Yes, I am.
And wow, I'm saying that's quite something, isn't it?
No, but we're saying that it will encourage all income brackets.
We'll all be inspired by their philanthropy and we'll all give a bit more.
We believe that most of the money will come across the board, not just from the super rich. But we do need to look at moving this money, because it is inexcusable and totally unacceptable that in the 21st century, half of the world's population, which survives on less than $2 per day, faces the daily battle against hunger and disease.
Isn't the fundamental problem, the one which you identified, that super rich people, in your view, as expressed here, won't give unless there's something in it for them? And that says a great deal about them, doesn't it?
We have to almost entice, that's what an incentive is for, to entice people to give more.
So these people are phenomenally wealthy, beyond mm-hmm. the wildest dreams or imagination of most people. Mm-hmm. And the only way they'll give money to the world's most impoverished people is if we give them a little more
money.
Now,
that's half of the story, and this is where I come in.
Isn't that shocking?
No, it is shocking, and that's why we're putting this together. I mean, let me give you...
Do you tell the super rich people this when you meet them at your charity functions?
Look, we implore them to do more because they have the capacity to do more, and really the responsibility lies in the main with this bracket. I mean, you know, having these vast fortunes, the responsibility does come with the privileges, in my opinion, and that's why I'm getting behind this effort.
Well, that's Rina Mehta, who is the founder of the Fortune Forum.